autumn block carving is on the rise. The latest figures from AHDB show that 11% of dairy farmers now classify themselves as autumn block, a rise of 2% on the year before. The data also shows that two-thirds of those who said they were likely to change their carving system would choose autumn carving. Carving patterns are important to AHDB as they're at the heart of their Optimal Dairy Systems programme, which is helping farmers prepare for the future. They're encouraging farmers to choose the system that's right for them in order to lower costs and increase efficiencies. I'm Alistair McLaren, and I've come to Buskett Wick Farm on the Oxfordshire-Gloucestershire border on a blisteringly hot July day for the launch of AHDB's latest strategic farm and to understand the appeal of calving in the autumn for the farmers who are attending.
Hi, it's Matt Ford, farming in East Sussex, autumn block calving, 600 cows. For us, where we are, we're quite a dry area. I mean, this year particularly, but we always tend to dry up quite a bit in the summer. So looking to graze, but grazing more in the spring. And then when the weather dries up, then the cows dry up and we dry off and then go again for the next winter. Autumn block calving definitely isn't the system for everyone. I think you've got to look at your farm, look at your resources, your infrastructure, what land you've got, and pick the system that works best for you. For me, it's definitely autumn calving, and block calving for me, the lifestyle, and the fact that you don't carve a cow for 9 months of the year is brilliant, but for other people that might just not float their boat, might not be what they want to do.
Philip Kinch, autumn block strategic dairy farm at Buskett Wick Farm.
So why did you switch from all year round to autumn block calving?
Mainly, the we used to be autumn block. We lost it because of a disease issue, and we wanted to get back to the simplicity that autumn block created. We very much missed that when we were all year round. The workload just never dropped, so we wanted to get back to a simple system. I think farmers are trying to streamline their workload if they can get all of their work into a single period, focus all of the carving in a few weeks, and focus on all of the AI, it does help with the work through the year.
Jonathan Gauntlett, Church Farm, Shallingford near Farringdon. We farm an organic autumn calving herd with around about 200 milking cows. Came to the meeting today just to really compare what we're doing with a similar type of system, albeit this one's bigger, but I think it's just really important to benchmark yourself against other local farmers.
What do you think farmers like yourself will get out of comparing and benchmarking with others?
I think it just helps to benchmark, because you see where others where you are comparing yourself to other farmers, and then if there are areas you can improve, you can see and find out what other guys are doing, so you can take your business forward.
And why is it important for farmers to review their system?
In changing times, you've got to be aware of what's changing around you, and if you stick with the same system forever, not really comparing yourself or why you're doing it, then I think you'll just lose ground, really, as the world moves on around you. So it's always good to compare yourself against others.
Hiya, I'm Matt Hill from Devon, mid-Devon, I should say. We milk 300 cows autumn calving. We also do actually milk 300 spring calving cows as well, but run as two completely separate herds.
And what's the appeal of autumn block calving for you?
Well, it balances we make our own cheese, so we have the spring milk and the autumn milk, so it's a balance for those, but also ease of management. It's all, from calving, service, winter, spring, out as quickly as possible. Got the summer to come away to days like today.
And have you always block carved?
The farm I'm currently on has, but previously I've been on all year round carvers, so I've seen the sort of the endless servings, carvings, feeding, and in terms of management, I wouldn't ever go back to a all year round. It would only ever be spring or autumn for me now, definitely.
And do you think it's important for farmers to look at their system and think about changing it?
Oh, definitely. I'm not saying there isn't a place, for, and some people will always want to be all year round, and some people are probably stipulated that they have to be all year round, but far more people can look at their systems and introduce a block somewhere, definitely. But which way is the best will depend on various factors, but definitely a block is, once you've had a block, I don't think you'd ever go, I can't imagine you'd ever go back.
Ben Redman, I'm the herd manager at Buskerwick Farm. What's the appeal of autumn block calving? It helps our workload. It condenses everything. It means we're only concentrating on one job at a time. The more extreme the block, the more profit there is in it as well. It helps us concentrate on one job at once. When we're AIing, everybody is heat detecting. Everybody on the farm knows the job, and that's what we're doing. Same when we're calving, we transition everything in one group, we carve everything in one group, everything's fresh at one time, so everybody knows what we're doing. It just makes managing the whole herd easier.
Gwyn Jones, I farm in Sussex and I chair the HDB Dairy Board. Strategic dairy farmers are important because they, first of all, demonstrate excellence. Therefore, other farmers can see what excellence looks like in whichever system they're operating. And we know that the very best farmers in this country are internationally competitive, which is the guaranteed survival for the future. And therefore, what we need is to move more farmers up nearer that mark so that our industry is going to not only survive, but thrive in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. The comments from other farmers are that most of the spring calvers are already heavily engaged and committed to what they're doing, or those who are thinking of moving there have thought about it for some time. I think there are quite a few all-year-round farmers now who are looking at their system, and then the decision they can make by attending our strategic farm meetings is, can they get to the required standard within that system, or maybe, and some of them are looking at this, change to probably an autumn calving block, because that's nearer the system they're running now than a spring. And also very often, if you're in the east of the country, of course, grass growth is not the same, but you can grow maize, which is a better fit. So when you add all these things up, it does give farmers choices. It gives them a focus and a big mirror to look at to see whether what they're doing is going to be viable for them for the future, or maybe they need to look at how a different system might suit them. It's important that farmers look at their systems and review what they're doing quite often, actually. And if you look at the best performers, that's one of the differences between the best performers and others, is that they are continually reviewing what they do. They're continually looking to see, how can I do this better? How can I improve on my performance? What can I do differently? And they very often, if not always, are parts of a discussion group where they will challenge each other and visit each other's farms. And this is a larger scale model of a discussion group, in a way, in that we go around our strategic farms looking at the different systems, looking at the excellence in every system, and that therefore farmers have a lot to go home and think about.
So that's what farmers thought about autumn block calving. Be interesting to see how the choice of calving pattern develops over time. Possibly a story to revisit in the future. To find out more about AHDB's Optimal Dairy Systems programme and see the latest performance figures from all their strategic farms, visit dairy.ahdb.org.uk. I'm Alistair McLaren. Thanks for listening.